Chapter 12. I am shocked. I wrote a long letter to Agnes. I told her how wonderful Dora was and that I had never felt anything like it before. As I wrote, I thought of Agnes's calm eyes and gentle face and felt more peace than I had in a long time. In Agnes, my heart had found its best friend. There was another thing that I had to tell Agnes about in this letter. I had had some terrible news from Yarmouth. Little Emily had run away with a gentleman, and Mr. Peggotty had gone to find her. This news broke my heart for a second time when I discovered that the gentleman was my friend James Steerforth. Yes, Steerforth. This man who I once loved and admired was now dead to me. While Mr. Peggotty was away looking for little Emily, we had information that she and Steerforth had gone abroad. Peggotty came to live with me in London. One day, Peggotty and I climbed the stairs to my room and heard voices. When I opened the door, I was shocked to see my aunt there and Mr. Dick. My aunt was sitting on many boxes with a cat on her knee drinking tea. Mr. Dick was standing up with his enormous kite. "My dear aunt," I cried, "what a surprise!" I kissed her and shook Mr. Dick's hands. "You remember my aunt, Peggotty?" I said. Peggotty took my aunt's hand warmly. "We only met each other once before, many years ago now," my aunt said to her. "Please sit on the sofa or this chair, aunt. Those boxes must be uncomfortable," I said. "Thank you, Trot," she said, "but I prefer to sit on my boxes." "Why, aunt?" I said. "Because," said my aunt, "it's all I have. Because I have lost everything, my dear." I was so shocked that I could not speak. "All that I have is in this room. I am bankrupt," said my aunt, laying her hand calmly on my shoulder. "I do still have the house, but Janet will rent it out for me so that I will have a little money to live on. Peggotty, I would like to get a room for Mr. Dick tonight. Perhaps we could make up a bed here for me. Anything will do." For a moment, my aunt started crying. Then she stood up and looked firm. "We must meet difficulties in life bravely, Trot, and not let them frighten us," she said. Before we went to bed that evening, I decided to tell my aunt about Dora.
"Oh-ho-ho, you are in love, are you?" she said with a laugh.
"Yes, aunt," I cried. "I love her with all my heart."
"And the little thing's name is Dora," said my aunt. "Is she very interesting?"
"She is wonderful in every way," I replied.
"She is not silly?" she asked.
"Silly, aunt?" I said. I could only repeat what my aunt said because I realised that I could not answer no.
"Well, you are a silly little pair, but if you are happy, then I will be happy," said my aunt.
I felt terrible when I went to bed. Mr. Spenlow did not know that Dora and I were engaged yet. Now that my aunt had lost her money, I was not a wealthy gentleman any more. If Mr. Spenlow knew, perhaps he would not allow me to marry Dora. If Dora knew, perhaps she would not want to marry me. These thoughts kept me awake all night. I stopped trying to sleep when the sun shone through the window. I got up quietly and walked to the office. I had decided to speak to Mr. Spenlow, and I was very surprised when I saw that he also wanted to speak to me. "Copperfield," he said firmly, "come to my room." "Good morning, sir," I said, but he did not reply. "I also wanted to speak with you."
"I see," he said. "You speak first."
"I am sorry to say, Mr. Spenlow, that my aunt has had some very bad news," I began. "I am afraid that she has become bankrupt."
"I am shocked, Copperfield," he cried.
"I came to ask if you could possibly return the £1,000 that she paid you to train me," I said. It was very difficult for me to say these words, as I felt that I was also asking never to see Dora again.
"I am very sorry to hear this, Copperfield," he said. "But I am afraid my partner, Mr. Jawkins, would not allow me to return the money."
I had not met Mr. Jawkins and wondered if he was a real person. "Perhaps I could speak to Mr. Jawkins, sir," I said. Mr. Spenlow shook his head.
"I know my partner, Mr. Copperfield. He is very difficult. He will say no," he said.
I could see that neither Mr. Spenlow nor Mr. Jawkins wanted to return my aunt's money. Mr. Spenlow then pulled a piece of paper out of his pocket and showed it to me.
"I believe that is your writing, Mr. Copperfield," he said.
It was a love letter that I had written to Dora. I felt very embarrassed and said, "It is, sir."
"Last night, after dinner, my daughter's dog had this in his mouth," said Mr. Spenlow.
Oh, Jip, what a horrible little dog. He had told Dora's father our secret. "I am very sorry, sir. We did not plan to keep our secret for very long. I love Miss Spenlow," I said.
"Don't tell me that you love my daughter, Copperfield. You are both too young. Have you thought about my own plans for my daughter? Have you thought about anything?" he said.
"Not really, sir," I answered. "I know that I have nothing now, but when we became engaged..."
"Do not talk to me about being engaged, Mr. Copperfield," he cried angrily. "You cannot marry my daughter. You must forget about her. Now, please leave the office for the day."
I was very angry at Jip and very unhappy about Dora. I went home and told my aunt everything, then went to bed. I felt more unhappiness then than I had in my whole life. The next morning, I nervously walked back into the office and found some of the lawyers talking around my desk.
"Something terrible has happened, Mr. Copperfield," one of them said.
"What's the matter?" I asked.
"It's Mr. Spenlow," he said. "He's dead."
I almost fainted. One of the lawyers sat me down on a chair and brought me some water. "Dead," I said, when I could finally speak.
"He fell out of his carriage last night. He was alone, so nobody knows what's happened," the lawyer said.
I did not see Dora for some time after that. Her servant told me that Dora could say nothing but, "Oh, poor Papa." She went to live with two of her aunts, who were her only family. After many long months, they allowed me to visit Dora, and she, Jip, and I were together once again. Days, weeks, and seasons passed quickly after that, and I am very happy to say that Dora and I got married. Our wedding day was like a dream. Everyone I loved was there. My aunt, Mr. Dick, Peggotty, Agnes, as I walked proudly out of the church with my sweet wife.